What's up, everybody? Ben Razin, Eitan Shander here for Odd Chopper, and we are back. It is time. Conference championship weekend. We have two of the fantastic games on tap to determine who's going to the Super Bowl. It's one of the best Sundays you get all year. People mark their calendars for this doubleheader, and obviously, goes without saying, we've got four fantastic teams left in the NFL season. Eitan, competitive games. One is a rematch on a rematch, the trilogy between the Rams and the Niners. And then we get the rematch of the Bengals and Chiefs. So I know you're excited. First thoughts when you saw these games coming off the wild this weekend I can ever remember.
I got to keep riding the Chiefs. This is destiny right now. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, the door on the other side has been kicked wide open. No knock on either the Niners or the Rams, but it's definitely not the same without Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers battling Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, they have to get through one other team here in the Bengals, but I fear not Joe Burrow and that offense. And I just think it's going to be an absolute battle back and forth just to see who represents the NFC. But ultimately, if you or anyone else like me is on the Chiefs side, I just don't think it's going to matter who comes out of the NFC. So I want to make sure I get a good close game, which I think we all expect between the Niners and Rams. And it's interesting to see the angle that you have on LA.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that game. The Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite. They're taking some money. And we're going to talk about that game as well. If you are new to the channel, you're just stopping in for the first time, welcome aboard. If you want to support us, just hit that like button. Simple, quick, easy, really helps us out. And if you want more NFL videos, college basketball, hoops, NBA, and PGA, hit that subscribe button. This is the place to be, as well as the tutorials, everything you need to know about Odd Chopper. But let's dive into it. We've done what we've been doing. We have crafted up a couple different bets in there, and then we're going to bring it all together. So we first start with a simple two-leg same-game parlay, and it's in the Bengals-Chiefs game. Very, very standard. We start with Patrick Mahomes, over 289.5 passing yards. One of the easier things on these shows to do is justify taking overs with Patrick Mahomes. The guy is unbelievable. He had 177 yards passing after the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter last week.
Ridiculous.
That's not real. He's got Tyreek. He's got Kelsey. He's got everything that you want. Assuming the game doesn't even get out of hand, and even if it did, he'd probably get there because it did get out of hand. I think it's pretty easy to know why you like the over here.
Look, I think just let's build on the point you head at the end, which is the blowout factor, right? This game gets out of hand. I think we've seen, and it doesn't just have to be Josh Allen and Buffalo, but Cincinnati has an offense that can throw and put a lot of pressure on that Spags defense there with Kansas City. So I don't think that Mahomes' day is over if you're up 28-7 halfway through the third quarter, or even 35-7 if you want to stretch it there. And to your point, I think Mahomes is going to get there. It's just so hard because of, it's not only the two-minute warning just extravaganza that he put on last week, but he has the volume. Big play guys around him. Travis Kelce can get down the field in the blink of an eye. Tyreek Hill can get down even faster. You throwing to Jerick McKinnon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is back. You just have weapons that can get down the field and take chunks out of defenses. So even if he has a slow quarter, a slow half, blink of an eye, he can be right back in this bet. Honestly, below in 290, we have it at 289.5. I still think this is a gift here to take the over.
Yeah, I'm not going to push back on Mahomes. It's a high total game. They're in Arrowhead. I think that the Bengals have a reasonable chance to hang. They just beat this team. I know it's very different for a lot of reasons, but I think Cincinnati's got some personnel to force the Chiefs to have to move the ball up and down. And obviously the Bills did that. So we're going to see. I like over 289.5, but I am pairing it with Joe Mixon to find the end zone. Anytime touchdown score here, and that's going to get us north of 2-1 for the same game parlay. We're going to add in a third leg from the other game to round it out. But if you just wanted those two, plus 229 here, and it's just a simple fact that Joe Mixon has 100% control of this backfield in every way. P. Ryan had one touch. Yeah, Evans amazing. Had one touch. The rest was Joe Mixon. He's getting a ton of targets if they fall behind. He's getting all the carries. If they're winning, they're going to try to lean on him. I think they come out and really try to establish on the ground just because Kansas City's run defense, 4.7 yards allowed per carry, 30th in the league. I was actually somewhat disappointed that the Bills got away from that at times because Singletary had a lot of success early. And then the game, you know, obviously it went completely off the rails. But I think Mixon will have ample opportunities. I expect 20-plus touches. I think he scores here. So you round that out. We've got two right there. Anything you want to say on Joe Mixon before we move to the final leg of this three-leg parlay?
I think you nailed it as far as volume is concerned, as far as carries are concerned, just the overall touches that we should expect for Mixon. But there's also the factor of getting down the field, where if it's Chase, Higgins, Boyd, a launch from Burrow that gets stopped 6 or 7 yards or maybe 2 yards. Oh, Chase just outside the end zone. Well, that's three carries right there for Joe Mixon to get in, while Burrow and Chase or fill in the blank has already done the work for him. So I think you could definitely take advantage of this. This is a playable bet at minus 130 alone, but it does a really good job for us in the single game parlay. Plus.
Yeah, well said. Any pass interference in the end zone, things of that, they're all going to give Mixon opportunities. All right. So as I said, you can take that. But the great thing about FanDuel, you are able to bring in another leg from a different game and you make the same game parlay plus. I'm going to go to the other game and I'm taking a shot with a side here. Everybody's talking about the Niners. They have their number. Nobody can beat them in terms of the sense that they go into Green Bay, they get it done. They've beaten the Rams so many times in a row. I think the Rams finally get it done here. I'm just going to take the Rams to win. I don't mind laying the 3.5 if you want to, but we took them on the money line to get this north of 4-1. You see plus 417 there. And I'm just going to use the simple fact of why I've backed the Rams a couple times in this playoff. And I know it's easy to say this postscript, but Matthew Stafford, when he plays a clean game, nobody has beaten the Rams this entire year. They played the Niners twice. In both games, Matthew Stafford threw two interceptions. They lost both times. I am banking that he can play a cleaner game here. He's got Akers. He's got Kupp. He's got Higbee. He's got plenty of weapons. On the other side, I'm a huge fan of the Niners. I love what they do. Debo is phenomenal. But there's no doubt that Jimmy G throws the ball in dangerous situations. And he's very fortunate that a couple of these plays have not resulted in straight losses. And then you add in, obviously, against Green Bay, special teams really won them that game. I think the Rams will be a little more solid in that area. If it comes down to the quarterbacks, if it comes down to the playmakers, I trust Stafford more. I trust the Rams more. I think they finally get it done and break through here.
You know, I think it's a strong point. I was just looking at a couple of things with it. I honestly like it, man. I like it a lot. I think you're on to something where so much money, so much love from the public is going to be on the Niners because of the streak and all. But both of these teams, outside of Brady and Rodgers, both of these teams, they deserve to be there, right? Yeah. I mean, this is not a fluke. This is not the Cowboys backdooring their way into something, or the Cardinals, or even worse, the Eagles finding a way to slip through. Both of these teams deserve to be there, and I think the familiarity that they have with each other, even though it's been one-sided with the Niners, I'll defer to your point, which is we're talking about quarterbacks. This is going to come down to a mistake, and it might even be circumstantial, Ben. It might even be that Garoppolo doesn't get the ball out just in time, and that's the difference between it getting tipped and picked off versus Stafford playing a clean game. But if I had to side with one guy not screwing it up, it would be Stafford over Garoppolo.
And I don't know if we would have said that a month or two ago, because Stafford threw a multitude of pick sixes. He was really, really, costing them games, but he's cleaned it up. He's looked fantastic. And again, the Rams on the surface, that defense, I know there's some issues in the secondary, and we'll get into that on our live show on this very channel. But for circumstances here, for this three leg, give me the Rams. So we've got, to round it out, Patrick Mahomes over 289.5 passing yards. We've got Joe Mixon to find the end zone at any time. That plus the Rams to win this game. It brings us our three-leg parlay at plus 417. Just a little action that you can have for championship weekend. But of course, head to oddchopper.com for all the projections on all the player props. Certainly me, Eitan, and the entire team going to have plenty to say on where you can find edges and how you can sweat these games from a multitude of ways, from betting to DFS. Enjoy. Let us know what you think about this parlay. And of course, good luck, and we will talk to you guys soon.
See you.